previously on Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Yeah, so there's all this talk about a new demerit system coming into play in South Africa. I don't know if it's, I think it's probably only next year, but it's been coming for a while now. We've been hearing about this demerit system and how you could lose your license and stuff like that for a number of years now.
For a very long time, mm-hmm. the rumors have been floating around and you kind of eventually go, well, I don't even know what, how, what, so.
I'm tired of asking people around the braai.
Yeah.
Because I'm getting too many... many takes on it. So we decided to invite Monde Mkalipi, and thank you very much kindly for coming in this morning. Much appreciate your time, Monde. You are the spokesperson of the Road Traffic Infringement Agency, an entity of the Department of Transport. I see you made it here in good time. I hope you kept it nice and slow. Thanks for coming in. Are you well?
I'm fine, Martin. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Thanks so much for inviting us as the RTI to be come and join you this morning and talk about ARDO and the points demerit system. Yes.
Rumors are dangerous, and so are the roads and the road users, I know. But let's get it all straight and just lay it out and understand what we're dealing with here. So at the moment, obviously, there's a system... the law applies, jail time, fines, and kind of stuff. This is a new system, a demerit system. What happens?
Yes, Martin. I think maybe let's start from the beginning, because the major issue that we have, or the major problem that we have in the country is the high number of fatalities that we have on our roads. We've got about 38 to 40 people who perish on our roads on a daily basis. And now the system really seeks to encourage us to change our behavior. Let's please do things differently on our roads.
Yeah.
Improve the way we drive, so that we decrease the number of fatalities that occur on our roads. In fact, the principle is that one death is one too many. So the system really seeks to ensure that we change our behavior. The points demerit system is part of a broader legislation, which is the administrative adjudication of road traffic offenses.
Yeah.
And now in it, there is the points demerit system, which really comes in as a deterrent to anybody who violates traffic laws. Because how it is going to come in, if you violate a traffic law, you break a law of the road, the rule of the road, and then there are going to be demerit points that are going to be attached. Let's take let's make an example. Martin. Martin is it's generally a good driver.
Really? You
know, generally,
he's a compliant road. Yes. He's a great driver.
Yeah. So it happens one day. He's driving to work. He forgot his driving license.
Mm-hmm.
He stops. He's not in possession of a driving license.
Mm-hmm.
And then, well, he gets fined. And then there are, let's say, 4 demerit points allocated to him. And now, just because Martin is generally a compliant driver, and after that, he won't violate any traffic law. He's going to drive well for a period of 3 months. Mm-hmm. One demerit point is going to fall away.
Okay.
So it encourages good driving.
So you can redeem yourself.
Yeah, because generally you are a compliant driver.
Yeah.
Drive well for a period of 3 months, and then demerit point falls away. So ultimately, you're going to come back to zero. That's where we're all going to start. We're going to start at zero, all of us as drivers. So, but it's going to happen sometimes. Let's take myself, let's say he happens to be problematic on the road. Breaks the law of the road, gets 4 demerit points, and then before even 3 months expires, he breaks another law, and then the demerit points, they pile up, they go up. Once they get to 15, 15 is the threshold, is the cutoff point. And there, once you go over, you're at 16 and above, and then the driving license my driving license is going to be suspended.
Okay.
I'm going to be disqualified from driving.
For how long?
The same principle of 3 months is going to apply. If, for example, I happen to exceed the 15th demerit point by, let's say, two demerit points, I'm at 17. So one demerit point is going to fall away for every 3 months. It means I'm going to be disqualified from driving for a period of 6 months. So that is how it is going to work. So the intention, the suspension is really to allow me to change the way I do things on the road. I drive better. So let's say I drive well for a period of, let's say, another three, let's say for a period of 9 months. Now I'm at 14 demerit points. So I break law again. I exceed the 15th demerit point for the second time now, 16 or 17. Then I suspend it. But the trouble, the big trouble starts when I go over that threshold now for the third time.
Oh, goodness.
That's when the driving license is going to be cancelled.
Oh, dear.
That's why there's the whole misconception of the driving license being taken away, and losing your jobs and all that. So that is how it is going to work. The cancellation of a driving license, it really does not take me off the road completely, because it's also going to give me an opportunity now to really go for the mandatory rehabilitation program.
There's a rehab program if you get your license.
It's called driver rehabilitation program.
And this is compulsory once your license has been revoked.
Yes.
We need to pick up on the little rehab
thing. It's called driver rehabilitation program.
Yeah, that. And also, I want to know who keeps score. We're talking about the system coming up. If you're just tuning in, the demerit system. You've been hearing about it, reading about it. It's coming into effect next year, September.
It's coming on the 1st of September, 2026. Yes.
2026. Yes. We have Monde. Thank you very much for your time coming in to explain it to us. We're going to get back to this little chat about all that.
DRP.
In a moment. Any questions for him? Don't hesitate. 084 850 0942. We're talking about traffic, but particularly the demerit system. It's been on the cards for a while. Apparently, it's coming into play next September. You know what? So many people, so many ideas of what it's about. So we thought, let's go straight to the top. And our guest on the show this morning is Monde Mgalipi. He's the spokesperson of the Road Traffic Infringement Agency. If you're just tuning in, just a quick recap. So there'll be a demerit system. When you get to 15, we're talking about license suspension here. If you do that too often, there could be your license could be taken away from you. Mm-hmm. But it was something I've already learned and I didn't know is that you can get points back with good driving behavior. The problem, a couple of problems, Monde. let's start with who keeps score. So where does the system sit? So a traffic officer would obviously then give you the fine. And then from there, who processes the points? How does the points get processed?
Thank you so much, Martin, for that question once again. Well, ARDO, it's part of the law enforcement system. It's connected to the National Contravention Register or to the National Traffic Management System, which is housed with the Road Traffic Management Corporation. They are our partners.
Yeah,
that is where all the information is going to be stored. So how it's going to work, basically, and it's also going to come in as a way of also trying to curb any corruption that might want to creep into the system.
Okay.
Because now we're going to have handheld gadgets that are going to be utilized by traffic officers on the roadside. They capture the infringement and you also sign on the spot, and it gets to be relayed wirelessly to the National Contravention Register.
Mm-hmm.
That is the NATIS. It's going to be a highly automated system. So it's going to register all your infringements, and for each and every infringement, it's also going to be demerit points attached to it. They will load the infringement and then automatically the number of demerit points are going to be allocated. So that is where everything is going to be sitting with the RTMC at the on the NATIS. So every time, even if you want to go and renew your driving license, if there are any infringements, there are any demerit points against your name, they are going to come up. The expectation is that you resolve those traffic infringements. So all the information is going to be connected to any transaction that you want to do on the NATIS. One, if you want to renew your license, disc of your vehicle. Two, if you wish to renew your driving license. Three, if you wish to renew your professional driving permit. So every time, those are going to be reflected. Some people even ask the question, will traffic officers on the roadside be able to access or to view your demerit points? No, they won't be able to view those. It's only on your consent that you will be able to make that request.
I have a question though. So now I'm going to go and renew my my license disc on my car, and let's say I've got 4 demerits, but I've got to renew my license disc. How do I bypass the demerits? Can I then pay a fine for the? Because will I then be able to renew my license disc for my car if I have the 4 demerits?
Yes. What is going to happen, Felicity? Because the points demerit system is part of this broader legislation, which is ARDO. So when your infringements get to be captured, they're going to be there on the system. How it starts is that, let's say you commit an infringement, let's say in Pretoria, the system gives you 4 options. That is your rights, which were not there before. One, the 50% discount that you get if you pay within the first 32 days. Two, the right to submit a representation if you wish to dispute an infringement. Three, you can even redirect or nominate the driver. And four, you can even request to pay in installments. In the instance where you want to go and renew your driving license and there are demerit points.
Mm-hmm.
So what comes first is that you need to resolve the traffic infringement, because no demerit points get to be attached up until in a way you have admitted guilt. Admission of guilt means you make the payment. So the right to still want to make it to dispute, you can still dispute. So by making it the payment, you are admitting guilt in a way, and then the demerit points are going to be attached. So the demerit points are going to stay there. You've got an option after we have resolved or paid for the traffic fine. Let's say you get demerit points. So the option or the consideration that I made with the example with Martin earlier, that now you've got 4 demerit points, you can behave well on the road, and then after 3 months, 1 demerit begins to be fall away. Or you can go for what is called voluntary rehabilitation. If you've got demerit points, let's please emphasize the term driver rehabilitation.
Yes.
So you can go for the driver rehabilitation, which only gets to be afforded to you only once in a year.
Oh.
Because the voluntary rehabilitation option is that you go for it, and then maybe demerit points get to be...
where is that?
Yeah, I also want
to know. It's also going to be part of the whole system. It's going to be one of the options that are provided. Because the driver rehabilitation program... Still remember, I said when your driving license is cancelled, you've got an option. You're going to be given an opportunity to go to the driver rehabilitation program and also restart from the learner's license.
So you're writing a cake of two.
From scratch.
Yes, you have to start from scratch.
Oh, right.
Some questions coming in on 084-850-0942.
What would happen if somebody else drives your vehicle? Who gets the demerit?
The driver, surely?
Yes. That's correct. That's a very good question. Still remember, of the options that I mentioned, Martin, the 4 options that you can nominate a driver. Martin has got a vehicle, and Monday drives the vehicle, and then I commit an infringement. So because I was speeding using your vehicle, the traffic fine is going to be posted to Martin.
Okay.
But when it arrives to Martin, Martin will nominate me, will complete a form, a brief form that says this traffic fine must be redirected.
So I can just do that to anybody though. I can be like, I was driving, but Martin was actually driving. Ha ha.
Well,
and send it up to Martin.
I mean, on that, I then assume that every time I get stopped by a Metro Police officer at a traffic stop or whatever it is, they will have the handheld device, because I would assume that one can't take away your actual physical license because the logistics would be too bad. And that also, I might be driving somebody else's vehicle. So it's more about my infringements on my license than the car that I'm in. Am I correct?
Yes. At the same time, they should be able to view, if let's say you are disqualified from driving, let's say you have exceeded the threshold, and then now you are supposed to be off the road, they will be able to see that you are a suspended driver. So you're not supposed to be on the road. So that's when it becomes serious now, because if you are driving while you are on suspension or you are disqualified, then it gets to be escalated to another level now. It becomes like a criminal offense.
But they can't take a license. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, can't take your actual physical license card, because they would have to scan in real time and check on the system what my status is.
Who takes the card away? The traffic cop can't take the card away.
The process will require that you submit the driving license to the nearest registered authority.
Oh.
So that's how it is. Once you are suspended or your driving license,
you have to hand it in.
You have to hand it in.
Next question.
I know you said 4 points if you forgot your license, but if you get a speeding fine, is it going to be different points? Are the points going to vary, obviously, according to the offense, or how's that going to work?
Yeah, so the faster you go, the worse for you.
Yes.
That's like a fine.
In fact, the principle is that the allocation of the demerit points are going to depend on the severity of the infringement. So the greater the risk, the more the risk of a fatality on an infringement, then the higher the number of points that are going to be allocated.
What is the most points you get taken away from you at one point, at one time?
The highest number, the two examples that I can make, one is being caught and convicted for driving under the influence of alcohol. That you go to court, you get convicted, 6 demerit points.
Okay.
For that one, just for one, that one violation. The same applies with what is called excessive speeding. Excessive speeding is when you exceed the set speed limit by more than 40 kilometers per hour. You have a set speed of 120 kilometers per hour and you are driving 161. That you get 6 demerit points for that.
Six is the maximum.
Six is the maximum, yes.
For one. You're drunk and you're speeding, you're in your 12.
Yes, okay. Surely. Yes.
But what is the max? 15.
Yeah.
The max is 15, yes.
You know, I'm going to get a driver. Okay, listen, two more questions before I let you go. Thank you again very much for your time. Pietru from Pretoria West. Morning, Pietru. How are you?
Morning, Martin. How are you guys?
Well, thank you. What's your question for Monday quickly about this demerit system?
Monday, on a company retrospective, who's going to get the demerit points? Is it going to be the proxy, the representative, or the company itself?
Thanks, Pietri. Much appreciated. So who gets the demerit, the company or the driver?
Yes, this is also a very important question, because now you have two players in the scheme here. You've got the driver and also the company. What the demerit points is going to focus on is mainly on the behavior of the driver. So the allocation of demerit points, let's say for an unroadworthy vehicle, it's only a fine that is going to be allocated to that. So no demerit points for now that are going to be allocated. But for the person who's operating the vehicle that is unroadworthy, it's going to be a fine as well as demerit points. So there's going to be that difference for now when you start.
It depends on the transgression. So if it's speeding, it'll be the driver. If it's an unroadworthy vehicle, it's the vehicle owner.
Yes, it's going to be the vehicle owner, the company.
We're running out of time. I want to squeeze this one question in.
So what will be happening with the taxi drivers? Will they also be eliminated from the roads when they are exceeding their points? Are they ever going to be penalized with points?
Yes. Thank you so much, Martin, for that. Thank you to the caller for that question. Well, the law applies to everybody equally. Nobody is going to be treated differently. We're all drivers. Whether you're a taxi driver, whether you're on the road 24/7, you're on the road for 1 hour, the law applies equally. Taxi drivers commit infringement, fines are going to be issued, and then the demerit points are also going to be allocated. So it applies equally to everybody.
So, you know, unfortunately we've run out of time, but I can say this though, and the same applies for most of policing and laws in our country. It all comes down to the system, doesn't it? How well the system is run by the law enforcement. Because currently already we have problems with backups, with fines, ghost fines, corruption, as you pointed out. Will there be a shake-up within the traffic law enforcement bodies in South Africa when it comes to this? Because now there's even more power in their hands. For a good reason, you're saying. I hear you on that. And that is to encourage us to be better drivers on the roads. But with this more power, because let's be honest, losing your license is a whole lot of power.
Yes, it is.
You would have thought staying in jail is also a whole lot of power.
Yeah.
But if you make your living from driving, it's such a sensitive issue in the country.
It really is.
Will there be a focus on getting the system better?
Yes.
And when I'm talking system, sorry, Monday, I'm talking about from the law enforcement to the court system.
Yes, yes. No, that's a very a critical question. Well, in terms of the rollout, for example, let me just be brief. We are going to, 1st of December is phase two of ARDO rollout, 69 okay. jurisdictions. What we have been busy with now as part of phase one has been to prepare system, build capacity.
Okay.
The training of law enforcement officers, the training of back office staff to capture, as well as our cashiers, and also refine connectivity across the country, attaching the necessary modules onto the natives, the points demerit system, ensuring that all 69 and the 144 municipalities that are coming on the 1st of April 2026 are also connected. So the natives, who are really working with our colleagues as the Road Traffic Enforcement Authority to make sure that there is connectivity. Also, this process of empowering our law enforcement officers with the necessary gadgets, connectivity, but critically, because this is a completely new regime when it comes to management of traffic infringements. We are making sure that, everybody is well trained. Everybody understands the system. There is actually no gaps. Nothing's going to fall in between the cracks. So we are really busy now. As we speak now, for the 1st of December, we are at 92% in terms of state of readiness. So we're going to build up for the 1st of April 2026, as well as the points demerit system itself. So in terms of regulations, we are ready. The setting up of development of SOPs, that is your standard operating procedures, everybody's in place. So we hold regular meetings with all our stakeholders, even now, because more importantly, we need to also to know, make sure that the road users themselves are also well informed about this legislation, because it is a lot of nitty-gritties. So that detail, even this engagement that we're having with you, Martin, Felicity, and Paula, it's part of that.
Yeah.
To make sure that everybody in the country is well informed. Yes.
Yeah. And listen, going to work, yes. I really do appreciate you coming into the studio and imparting all this information, and I think we might bother you again before the end, before September next year, even if it's just a phone call, if anything changes, or just to remind people of the system that's coming to. So thank you very much for your time, and I really do appreciate it. Nkosi kakhulu.
Sabulela. Thank you so much.
That was Monde Mkalipi, spokesperson of the Road Traffic Infringements Agency, talking about the new demerit system. If you missed this, you want to share it with someone, you want to hear it again, we'll load it up onto audio on demand on jacarandafm.com.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Martin Bester, I arranged my meetings around his show. I just enjoy his vibe.
Jacaranda FM.